SBS Radio.
Australia's biggest sporting competitions, the AFL and NRL, are pushing on with their seasons, despite the coronavirus outbreak shutting down leagues across the world. The National Rugby League announced on Sunday that its season will go ahead in empty stadiums for now, despite many leading commentators calling for it to be suspended. League bosses have expressed concerns for the game's financial viability if cancellations do happen. They've already started providing funds to keep clubs afloat amidst the crisis, while also asking for government assistance. Australian Rugby League Commission Chair Peter Verlandis warned the game had never faced a challenge of this magnitude.
It could have catastrophic effects on us moving forward. Our money will only last so long, and once it's extinguished, we are in big trouble. We are going to review all options, including isolating players, including suspending the season.
In the wake of New Zealand implementing a mandatory 14-day self-isolation for people entering the country, NRL side New Zealand Warriors will remain on the Gold Coast for the immediate future. Reports late on Sunday suggested the playing group had voted against staying away from their families beyond their round two clash with the Canberra Raiders next Saturday. South Sydney Rabbitohs coach Wayne Bennett has proposed the league take all its fixtures to warmer climates to avoid suspending the competition.
Quarantine us all. Send us away, the whole 16 teams, and do everything we possibly can to make sure that nobody tests positive. Make sure we're all tested before we leave. And go into the north somewhere where the climate's hotter.
Former Australian captain Cameron Smith says a suspension of the competition will allow for a better understanding of the unfolding crisis.
If we make a decision to suspend the comp for a couple of weeks, then I think it just gives everyone an opportunity to actually sum up the situation a little bit better rather than being reactive daily or hourly.
In cricket, Australia's one-day international and T20 series with New Zealand was abandoned after just one game. Australia defeated the Black Caps in front of empty stands at the Sydney Cricket Ground on Friday, before the New Zealand government's strict travel restrictions were enforced and the team flew home immediately. The final round of Australia's domestic Sheffield Shield season has been cancelled in an effort to reduce travel, while Australia's women's tour of South Africa has also been postponed indefinitely. A host of international series have also been abandoned, including England's Test Tour of Sri Lanka and India's Limited Overs series with South Africa. Super Rugby will be put on hold after this weekend's matches in the wake of New Zealand's travel restrictions. There are five New Zealand teams in the competition, and it is uncertain how the season will unfold, given the decision has been made after just 7 of 18 scheduled rounds. The suspension came into effect after the New South Wales Waratahs' 47-14 defeat to the ACT Brumbies on Sunday afternoon. Football Federation Australia is considering suspending the A-League competition after new Australian travel restrictions were introduced by the federal government on Sunday. The Wellington Phoenix defeated the Melbourne Victory 3-0 in New Zealand on Sunday afternoon, the last game the two teams will play for a fortnight. Both sides will need to self-isolate for 14 days after arriving back in Australia, with the Phoenix set to relocate in order to finish the season. A-League club chiefs are reportedly united in their determination to see the season finish, behind closed doors if necessary. In other games over the weekend, Sydney FC drew with Perth Glory, Melbourne City and Western Sydney Wanderers also shared the points, while the Newcastle Jets defeated Adelaide United 3-0. Abroad, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe insists that the Tokyo Olympics will go ahead this summer as planned, despite growing fears about the viability of staging the Games amid the global coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Abe has moved to dampen speculation that the Games, due to take place from July 24th to August 9, could be postponed or even cancelled, saying, "We will overcome the spread of the infection and host the Olympics without problem as planned." His comments came after Tokyo 2020 organisers announced that the Greek leg of the Olympic torch relay had been cancelled. In America, the NBA has reportedly been hit by another positive test for coronavirus, with Detroit Pistons forward Christian Wood succumbing. Wood is the third known player to test positive, along with Utah Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. The NBA has suspended its season until further notice. The English Premier League and all elite football in Britain has been suspended until April 3rd. The decision was made after Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta and Chelsea winger Callum Hudson-Odoi tested positive for coronavirus. Odoi took to social media to inform fans of his positive test.
Hi guys, as you may be aware, I had the virus for the last couple of days, which I've recovered from. I'm following the health guidelines and self-isolating myself from everybody for the week.
Everton also announced their entire first-team squad and coaching staff have been told to self-isolate after a player reported symptoms consistent with the virus. Uncertainty surrounds the future of the EPL season, threatening the highly likely drought-breaking title for Liverpool. Reds fans seemed somewhat relaxed about their team's hopes over the weekend.
Disappointed, but yeah, 30 years. We've waited 30 years for the title. We can wait another 3 or 4 months.
17 top-tier leagues around the world are currently suspended, some indefinitely. In Italy's Serie A, Juventus defender Daniele Regani tested positive, leading the club to quarantine their entire squad. Golf's US Masters is set to be played after April for the first time in its 86-year history following its postponement. The next three events on the PGA Tour have also been abandoned. American star Ricky Fowler says health must come first.
It's just golf. It's just a game that we get to play, which is pretty special. But outside of golf and sports and stuff like that, life's a lot bigger than sports and golf.
Amid all the turmoil, some sport did actually go ahead this weekend. The Perth Wildcats are one win away from securing a record-extending 10th NBL championship. The Wildcats took a 2-1 lead in the grand final series against Sydney Kings after defeating the Kings 111-96 in front of a near-empty crowd in Sydney on Sunday. Games 2 and 3 of the series were both played without fans. The AFLW also proceeded without crowds. Collingwood, St Kilda, Carlton, Fremantle, GWS Giants and Gold Coast Suns all earning wins. And in the W League, Melbourne City secured a spot in the grand final after demolishing the Wanderers 5-1 on Sunday. They'll face reigning champion Sydney FC, who defeated Melbourne Victory on Saturday. It will be the third time the two sides have met in the W League decider. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.